This is the Tuesdays with Mitch segment. I know we've been all eagerly awaiting Tuesdays with Mitch. Now, Mitch, in Denver, Colorado today, the Mile High City, which is the location of Governor Rob Blagojevich's federal prison. So you're only about 20 miles away from the great governor. Mitch, I know you can't talk about it, but how's Denver?
Denver is great. And, you know, I thought that I was breathing heavy in excitement for the show today, but you're right. It is the Mile High City, so...
Yeah, do you have, like, any altitude sickness? Does that ever bother you? That's, like, a genetic thing. Does that bother you or no?
No, not so far.
Yeah. There's certain people, science still doesn't even understand why certain people are bothered and other people aren't. It's fascinating. All right, before I bore the entire audience, Mitch, I'm going to talk about all the legal stories. Oh, plus, I have to introduce you, Mitch Langberg, constitutional attorney, Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm in Los Angeles. One could call you a legal superstar or a legal genius.
I'll let you choose what you want to call me.
Okay, well, I'll just defer that. That motion was denied. Now, the stories, these are the headlines, and then we'll go one by one. This is about a dog custody battle. You rarely hear about this, and I don't know. The New York Post was reporting it, so I wanted to cover it. A man spending $60,000 in lawyer's fees to get his dog back from his ex-girlfriend. So we'll talk about dog custody. Then we'll talk about, this is also out of New York. This is a sad one. A guy killed his wife with a butcher's knife, and then he had the right to decide where she gets buried. Apparently, in New York state law, the closest of kin, even if you're the one that kills your relative, you have the right to decide where that individual gets buried. There's a new law trying to get rid of that, so we'll talk about that. Then a woman walks into a bunch of soup, you know, like a bunch of cartons of soup, because she's a moron. She gets burned and then sues the city. And then we'll talk about juror misconduct. This is becoming rampant with social media. And then finally, I have a George Zimmerman update that we'll try to get to. All right, Mitch, you ready?
Let's go.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. Now, it's about a New York City man spent more than $60,000 in lawyer's fees trying to win back custody of his dog from his ex-girlfriend. The dog's name is Knuckles. Now, I want to ask you this, okay, Mitch? We're going to talk girlfriend, boyfriend, and then husband, wife. When it comes down to pets, who decides who gets what in the court of law?
You know, my best friend actually had this exact issue in a divorce, his own divorce. Last year.
Huh.
And so I know a lot about this. And here's the long and
so you know about puppy law?
Yeah, yes, puppy law.
Woof.
So here's the deal. Dogs are just property. They're no different, as far as the law is concerned, than cars, furniture, and, you know, pieces of art. So in a divorce proceeding, either the couple's going to have to agree, and the same thing's going to happen with a boyfriend and girlfriend. They either have to agree on who's going to get this piece of property, where ultimately they'll be forced to sell it and split the proceeds.
Really, really? I mean, you're saying they'd have to literally sell the dog as if it were a piece of furniture?
Yes, they can't come up to some agreement, because typically a judge is not going to divide up property for the parties. So if the parties can't do it themselves, typically the judge is going to order the property sold, and then the people split the property.
What about cutting it in half? Would that, or is that just not appropriate?
If it was a cat, I'd be all for it.
Got it. Okay, but you're a dog person.
Yes.
Interesting. So if they don't work out some form of weekend visitation rights, all of that, and the couple really hates each other. I always think of Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner in The War of the Roses. Do you ever think of that?
On occasion, I think about that.
That's my favorite divorce movie ever. I mean, that was just Danny DeVito was brilliant. It was the opposite of Romancing the Stone, if you will. The appropriate sequel. Okay, so it's interesting. Dogs are property. And now this guy's actually raising money to help his legal fee. He has a website dedicated to the Puggle Pup, a half pug, half beagle, called Knuckles. And he's raised $85 so far. Now, Mitch, would that cover one-tenth of 1 hour with your fee?
It would cover a little bit more than that. And based on the rate you pay me, it would cover thousands of hours.
Very good. Very good. Well, you pay for what you get, right, Mitch?
Yeah, and you get what you pay for.
True that. Now, let's keep moving. We're talking to Mitch Langberg, of course, legal genius, Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, emanates from Los Angeles, but is in the Mile High City today. Now, am I not mistaken, did the Lakers beat Denver in the playoffs?
I don't know.
Okay, I think
I do not know. I'm not a basketball guy. Ask me about football or baseball. I'm with you.
Okay. How's Los Angeles' football team doing these days?
It's almost like they're not here.
All right. That was too easy. What has it been since 94 they had a team, and then they lost them both in the same year? One went to St. Louis and the other to Oakland. Is that correct?
That's my recollection.
Well, let me tell you, it's better than being a Dolphins fan, which I grew up, and it's brought me nothing but heartache. But, Dan Marino is still the greatest quarterback. We know that much. All right.
Do we want to talk about that?
Well, and Mitch, it's not an opinion program, all right? This is factual in nature.